Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best in blues and rhythm and blues for your listening pleasure. Just give your keys to the bellhop over there and he'll park your car. I would tip him fairly generously, otherwise you probably won't have any hubcaps when you get back. Sit down by the bandstand. We've got a table for you. Don't mind that pillar. If you crane your neck around it, you can see the band fine. And up on the stand at the moment is Doc Starks and the Knight Riders. According to their publicity photograph, a six-piece vocal group with a female alto player. This is Women and Cadillacs.
Thank you.
Well, that got us in gear. That was Doc Starks and the Knight Riders and Women and Cadillacs. Pretty obscure group, I guess. And as is the next artist, Ernie Williams, I can tell you that he recorded on Saturn 4237 in 1957. And that's just about it. This is My Pretty Baby.
So come on, pretty girl, won't you give your love to me? Yeah, I love that girl, ain't no mystery. She's my baby, she's nice and sweet. Hair's fine, eyes are divine, lips is red like cherry wine. Oh, I love that girl, she's mine of mine, nobody can take her from me. My pretty baby, my pretty baby, ooh, my pretty baby.
Pretty frenetic performance there from Ernie Williams and My Pretty Baby. Now to somebody who's a little bit better known, at least in this country. Duke Boy Bonnard actually toured in Britain. He's a one-man band, although I think he had a backing group in the UK. But some of his records certainly are as a one-man band. His real name was Weldon H. Philip Bonner. And this is recorded on Blue Horizon. Maybe in the UK. It's from 1968, a fairly uncommon Blue Horizon 45. It's Running Shoes.
Thank you.
Juke Boy Bonner, Meet Me in the Bottom. Let's change the mood a little bit and have a bluegrass track. This is by Grandpa Jones, who was a kind of a comedian, which rather concealed his undoubted skills on the banjo. And he was one of the people who kept the banjo in prominence in the, I guess, 30s and 40s when bluegrass was forming. And this is from 1945. It's a well-known track by Grandpa Jones. It's Mountain Dew. Grandpa Jones on banjo and good old Mountain Dew. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Bigger Fish powered by Vince Wyand and in association with Drag Daily presents the Bigger Fish Tour, a Halloween glow in the dark party. See Temper T, Krypton Conan, Marvel Boy, Cleo Soul, Cash Tastic, Lioness, Screwfizzle, Amplified Dot, Stay Fred and LZ7, DJ, Policy, and Lanigan Seaver, and not forgetting Burger Boy. Hosted by Brez and myself, Chassis. Wednesday the 26th of October at O2 Academy, Sheffield. 6:30 till late, 14 to 21-year-olds. Tickets start at £5 from biggerfish.com. Remember, be there. It's something like emotional.
Our rare record spot this week is Louise Johnson, who is one of my all-time favourite piano players. Louise lived on Dockery's plantation, and she came up to Paramount Studios in Grafton to record with Son House and Willie Brown, both of whom appear encouraging her on this track. She made only 5 records, of which 4 were released. 2 were of this, the present track, All Night Long Blues. This was Paramount L398, the second take. I think Paramount used the first take for their issued side, so this one was never issued, and I guess that there must somewhere or other be a demo copy, but I don't know who owns this one. Anyway, there's only one copy out there, and this is All Night Long Blues by Louise Johnson. According to Sun House, Louise Johnson was 21 when she made that record, but it's a record of extraordinary maturity, and it's very sad that she's never been rediscovered, and the four tracks that she made at that session in Grafton in late 1929 are the only tracks that she ever recorded. A world away from Dockery's Plantation is the Modern Jazz Quartet. And this track was issued on Blue Note under Milt Jackson's name. It's Blue Note 1594. It was issued in 1952. But it's actually the Modern Jazz Quartet. It's Milt, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Lou Donaldson on saxophone. And this is On the Scene. Thank you. Milt Jackson and On the Scene. Did you catch the quote from Alphonse Picou's clarinet solo on High Society from Lou Donaldson? Well, you should listen more carefully. Now this is Jesse Allen, the guitarist Jesse Allen, Lee Allen on tenor, Earl Palmer on drums, and the rest of the New Orleans crew in Sittin' and Wondering. Jesse Allen there, with new words to Lordy Miss Claudie, that was Sittin' and Wondering. Well, our next group is one of my all-time favourites. This is the Mighty Clouds of Joy, led by Willie Joe Ligon, as they were for the 40 years of their career. This was one of their very early recordings. It's on a label called Proverb. It's Proverb 1023, it's from 1967, and it's Jesus Is Real. Yeah!
the ground I long to
Willie Joe Ligon leading the Mighty Clouds of Joy and Jesus is Real. You're listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live. You can find us on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Okay, I have to leave you for a moment for these important messages, but I'll be back in a flash.
My whole life I felt like something was wrong. I thought maybe I was gay or transgender. But having tried both of those, it wasn't that. Then I realized what it was. I hate walking. Now, thanks to the Relax Power X motorized scooter from Amulate, I haven't walked in 2 years. And I'm much happier. My cup is always half full. And thanks to the cup holder, it never spills. Now I never have to worry about indigestion. I can roll my fat ass to the fridge without ever getting tired.
The Relax Power X motorized scooter from Ambulate comes with special parking permits for your car. So you can begin living a life of luxury. Why worry about health, your weight, or what people think of you? Now you're faster. Motorized scooters are the future of the American lifestyle. Carefree. That's the Relax Power X from Ambulate. Take the weight off your feet.
Well, I can't tell you who that was. The title is TNT, and it's on a cheap label Plymouth LP entitled Rock and Roll Volume 2. Trouble is, the same track appears on the Plymouth album Rock and Roll Volume 1, and there it's called Sneaky Pete. Both albums are alleged to be by one Hen Gates and his Gaiters. This appears to be some kind of a pseudonym or at least a cover to prevent or to avoid paying royalties to the true artists. Some of the tracks on these two albums have been identified as being by Freddie Mitchell or Eddie Lockjaw Davis, but that one remains unidentified. Was the piano player Sonny Thompson on that? Sounded a bit like him. Anyway, they're probably from New York, and who knows who it is. While you're trying to puzzle it out, listen to this. This is Clifton Chenier on an Ah Hooli album from 1970. It's our Cajun track of the week, and it's Josephine Passez Ma Femme. That was Clifton Chenier, taken from a 1970 Ah Hooli vinyl album, Josephine Passez Ma Femme. I have a lot of trouble translating these titles, but I think that's Josephine is not my wife. Okay, let's have something a little different. This is Freddie King with the Lonnie Mack Orchestra and one of his later recordings. This is on King Records. Freddie mostly recorded for them. And this is Use What You Got.
Now I want everybody sit down and listen to me. I got some things to tell you. You just wait and see. I'm here to tell you that I think I know how to keep my woman satisfied. hard to use what you got. It doesn't matter about your side. Now some like 'em short, and some like 'em tall. When it come down to loving, baby, size doesn't matter at all. Take a look at me now, and I'm telling you I know how to keep my woman satisfied. You just got to use what you got. It doesn't matter about your side. You quit it. If you take my advice, baby, that will not you get it. I'm here to tell you I think I know how to keep my woman satisfied. You just got to use what you got. It doesn't matter about your side.
Freddie King and Use What You Got. Doesn't matter about your size. Well, maybe.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yep, it's that time again. This is a spot in the show when I play a challenging record that's truly awful, or at least truly offensive. And this one, I think, is truly awful. It's one of the extreme teenage ballads from 1965. It's a teenage tragedy, and it's I Want My Baby Back by Jimmy Cross.
Hardly know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from a Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby.
I want my baby back. Back. I miss her oh so much.
It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
And now, another word from our sponsor.
Dynarod does the job.
Alas, something is rotten in the state of my bathroom. My throne doth overflow with the foulest stench of... Oh, to release this plague from my drains. 'Tis time to call Dynarod.
Drain drama. Dynarod will fix your price up front and fix the problem before you know it. Call us on 0800 101 999 or visit dynarod.com. Dynarod does the job. Conditions apply.
Dynarod does the job.
Here's a track from Ricky Charles. Not a name that I know. It's on Move-In 100-16, 1962. It's a Move-In 45. And it's Hi-Yo Silver. Hi-Yo Silver there by Ricky Charles. Well, I'm not doing very much better on the next track. This is by the Millionaires. They did make half a dozen sides or so for Cadillac. This is Cadillac 162 from 1962. It's a New York label, but that's about all I know about them. And this is Arkansas Jane.
Oh,
Arkansas Jane there by the Millionaires. Well, another New York originating artist comes up next. This is Betty James, who was a nightclub singer. Her husband accompanied her on guitar, and she made this track, I'm a Little Mixed Up, and originally was released on the New York label CJ, but it was quite a little hit, a little local hit, and the Chess record company thought they could maybe make it a national hit, so it came out again on Chess. Chess 1801 came out in 1961, and here it is.
Mixed up, oh my, you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, darling. I don't know what to do. Now you said you love me, give me stars up above. I told you, daddy, I had all your love. I'm just a little mixed up, oh my, you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know. Mixed up by you. Oh, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Mixed up by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now you just listen, yeah, daddy, what I have to say. If you don't wanna be on my way, I'm just a little mixed up by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do.
Betty James, I'm a Little Mixed Up on Chess. Well, I have said in the past that I really don't do obituaries, but somehow or other people just keep passing on. This week, Mojo Buford passed. I didn't know him well, but I did meet him. We met at a gig. I remember he was sitting waiting to go on, and the band who were backing him were doing a few numbers before he got up on the stage. And we shook hands and sat down by the side of the stage, and he didn't know me, and he whispered in my ear, "The band's too expletive deleted loud." And that was how we met, and we became, for that evening, good buddies. This is Mojo Buford on harmonica, and from a Peavine CD, I guess, 2002, would have been a CD, this is Devil's Love Sin. Tonight
to my work people, I know just what you need. I'm the wrong man, don't mean nobody no good. Yes, I'm going out tonight and do dirty work like I should.
Well, I hope you're not with the devil, but in heaven, Mojo. Rest in peace. Mojo Buford, Devils Love Sin. Just time for one more number, I think. You've been listening to the Keynote Club. I'm your host, Bob Hall. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope you'll tune in again. I'm going to leave you with this another Mojo. This is Mojo Watson. This is on Nanc Records, N-A-N-C. It's a repress of a 1961 release. Look at there.
Wait. wasting my time.
Yeah.